Okay. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. So we're holding here in middle of Perek Zion, actually towards the end, where he's explaining Gramach Evarim Shasa Gidin and the mitzvahs, why it is that the mitzvahs are keneged the Adam and so on. Obamakamacha Pirashna Oid, Ki Ha Adam Sheikum Nevraim, Umekomo Baolam, Hazer, Tachas Hashemesh, Bezil Beisum Mekomo. So he explained that Adam is being this Ikab and Ephraim, his context is this world. So this is a yesod that the Maharal says in many places, that whenever you have a person's mitzias is defined by the place he lives in. So this is one of the most you find amaroim, so-and-so demin aku, so-and-so demin here, so-and-so demin here. Because a place defines a person, so Adam, who lives in this world, is defined by the world. And that's what it means in Perkavis, Ein lecha davar she'en lo makom, ki ilo haya makom shayach la'adam. Ad she'amakom nasa gerach kol davar, makom becomes part of the core definition of a person. U'lekach tzarech lichtov beget she'em ha'makom. And this is why the get has to have she'em, that's why the she'em ha'makom. So what he's explaining, this Nekuda, is that a person's world of mitzvahs will take on the character of the place he's at, of this world, of being Tachas Hashemesh, and it'll be communion. Because Adam's own mitzias is giving us a chama. Now, the point he's making here is that when it says that shasa loisa say keneged the gidden, that we understand is the Adam. The Ramach Ivarim, the Ramach Ivarim understand the shasa yemoisa chama is the pshat that is Adam. If the minyan shasa is something which fits in this world, it clicks into the mitzias of this world, it will also click into the mitzias of Adam, because an Adam being part of this world is defined by the world as well. He adds another knate, another interesting knate over here, where he says, in other words, if we're to ask ourselves, what does makom do to a person? Makom gives him a certain definition. So just like, let's give a mashal. If you have a blob of protoplasm, you have a blob of, thing, we feel that it lacks in its surah, that the thing is just a piece of jello, an amoeba, that's what it does, doesn't have its surah. And it's lacking, something's lacking because it's not defined. An Adam, if he wouldn't have a makom, would be lacking in that definition, and therefore wouldn't quite be the Adam. Now that the person has himself a certain level of definition, the place limits him and thereby defines him. Now we have something that is it's part of the etzem definition of a person. Because it limits a person, that's why it's part of his mitzias. That's a very interesting point. And ve'elu shasa mitzvah, and you find a lot of times in Chazal, because you come from Bavel, this and this, because you come from this and this place, therefore this and this. It says behanchel elyon goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each country its own, each nation its own country. There's something about each place that has a certain character. And you find Chazal say by Shlach last week. You know, yesh eretz megadelas giboyim, yesh eretz megadelas chaloshim. It's part of the school of a makom that it identifies the personality type. So he says, so therefore all these things are a certain limitation of a person, and thereby also give a person a certain mitzias. Now he's going to say another knech about the fact that the mitzvahs, when Chazal tells us the mitzvahs are kneged a person's evarim or gidin, something else also flows from this. Klal adava, ki ha'odom yoytze lepo'ol ade'ela mitzvahs atru b'shlemes ha'gomer. These mitzvahs help a person become an adam ha'sholim. Ve'im ki bevada kol de b'ter d'ocher d'achanem t'os ha'sholim. Kolema, ki kol d'ocher shal term t'iv ba'atzmam, So Mal is now saying another point, and he's going to soon explain a ramification of it. The world of mitzvahs are they are definitely tov, but that's not their primary definition. Their primary definition is they are toiv for those people. It's tailor-made for Klal Yisrael. Let's give a simple mashal. There are things, for instance, you would say breathing oxygen is an absolute tov. Everybody needs it. But Lamashal, if I say you have to, walk every day, exercise every day, there might be a person who's weak, and that would be a terrible thing for him. So it's not easy to find things that are pure good. But most of the time, we define the good tailor-made to the person. So therefore, the world of mitzvahs are generally speaking good, but not always are they good for everybody. Since they're tailor-made for Klal Yisrael, they fit only Klal Yisrael, and therefore they're not shayach to others. I want to give an example, and he said this in the next piece. He says, V'chein kama mitzvahs shem ason acha chayev misa, k'mo yishomer goy sheshomes ha-shabbos chayev misa. I understand, is Shabbos a good thing or Shabbos a bad thing? If Shabbos is a good thing, what do I care if he's a goy or not? So a goy doesn't have to do it. Mir HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to do it. But still, what's wrong? And the answer is, the mitzvahs are made for Klal Yisrael. V'lehoya mitzvah shem adova zamayse toiv ba'atzmoy. Seif ha-segoy v'asetov. The goy did something good. Rak shamitzvahs him al mekabluk v'sed ha-segh sheroi. I want to bring another. V'lezeh neis ha-sidur kach, zeh enes ha-sidur kach. So, it's something which brings out the best in Klal Yisrael, does not bring out the best in Amos Holom. For us, when we are shoveis from the world of Maisa, we are entering the world of Ruchnius. For a guy, when he's shoveis, he's just wasting his time. He doesn't have that ability that we have to spend a day doing Ruchnius, and for him, that's a curse. Something very similar in a different way, Talmud Torah is extraordinary. It's such a great, fantastic mitzvah, Talmud Torah. Yet it says, if someone is melamed bito Torah, he's melamed lamda tiflis. So is Torah good or is Torah bad? How could the same Torah be good for one and be bad for another? The answer is there's an element in the Torah that is tailor-made. And if mitzvahs are given for scharim they're an absolute necessity. For nashim, they may not be necessity. And under certain circumstances, it may be counterproductive. It just doesn't bring out the best. And therefore, for a woman, it's easier for a man, Talmud Torah, unless a person has bad kavanas, will lead him to the good. For a woman, it will many times mislead her. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. The man is a different woman, and there are mitzvahs that fit him and don't fit her, and vice versa. There's a fasting Rambam. The Rambam says in Maravuchim Chuka Achas Lachem. And this I guess goes to the heart of the entire mitzvahs. He says Chuka Achas Lachem. And so the Rambam says this teaches us that mitzvahs we do not have to say that all mitzvahs are perfect for everybody all the time. A person is obligated to do that. In other words, it's not an obligation. They don't even have me. The person is free from doing it. But whatever reason we'll give for a mitzvah, it may not work for somebody in a particular case. That's not something that is a chisaron in the mitzvahs. And therefore, and that's the Rambam, when he gives time in mitzvahs, it says, I will give you time that I think are true. But the fact that they don't fit a person all the time is not a chisaron in the world of mitzvahs. I want to add something, a corollary to this. The people make sweeping statements without understanding what they're saying. If the world of mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave cannot fit everybody all the time, and let me explain how the Rambam fits. The Rambam is coming from the world of Seichel. And therefore, in the world of Seichel, when you're giving a Sichlistic Pshat Mitzvah, then that's absolutely right. Lemaisa, a person can add that there's Ashkacha where everybody finds his Tachlis in the way he wrestles with the Mitzvah. So let's say learning works well for 90% of the people and 10% of the people struggle with it. So for those people, the struggle with it brings into their shleimus. But that's already hashkacha. That's already a side point. I don't need to posit that this is going to work for him. I do need to obviously emphasize that a person is mechuyev, and we believe that al piderech, hashkacha, or beyond the normal drachim, there is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure everyone it works for everybody. But when people come along with the following type of statement, that, you know, the yeshiva system is not geared, you know, for everybody, b'chulu, it's so on and so forth. So there's an inherent steer in that. When I use the word system, I automatically am saying that it's not going to work for everybody. That's by its nature, a system has a certain limited mahalach. And if there are so many variations among people, so when a person tailor makes suits, those suits are going to fit every person he makes it for perfectly, or he's out of a job, or he's not a tailor. When you manufacture suits, they will never ever fit everybody because nobody looks tailor-made. Nobody looks, nobody looks standard. So the best you can do is to find a suit that fits most people or fits most people well with some adjustment. Any system that you make. So if you're hiring one melamed per child, then yes, if the melamed is competent, it'll bring out the best in the child. And if not, he's lacking competence. But if you're having a classroom, then you're going to develop a mahalach that will work extremely well for some kids, well for many kids, okay for a lot of many other kids, and not at all for some kids. That has to be that way. Now, when you're asking that a school bring out the best in every child, that could be done if you have a malamed per child, and it's just a question of finding money malamdim. Once we find money malamdim, we're good to go. No problem. But don't come along and say the system. If you can't afford the system, then you have no choice. And nobody has a choice. You can't have, and people don't so get it, that the word tailor-made automatically means individual. And there's no way you could, it's not feasible for a tzibur. It's like upon him, the world, so al derech haseichel, the world of mitzvahs fit most people most of the time. We do believe mitzvah Kabbalah, I don't mean specifically Kabbalah as much as mitzvah, a general sense of things, that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in this world and he gives him his limitations. So let's say a person is born in this world handicapped and he's lacking a function of some sort of faculty of his. He's going to be able to function less than optimally in this world. What we believe in Ashgacha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needed him to struggle with something to bring out some that couldn't his. So the answer is not that the world will be optimal for somebody with a shortcoming, but it means this person is going to bring out something in himself. So the Moshe Shabbos, which is a fantastic mitzvah for a guy, brings out the worst. So since mitzvahs are focused on bringing out the best in a person, so some people it's good, some people not. So it's like the difference, let's say when somebody serves healthy meals, we assume that the healthy meals will most everybody will find it healthy because it's good be'etzim. When a person gives out medication, then the medication will save people's lives and kill people if it's taken at random. Because medications are built for a specific need, whereas, let's say, food is supposed to be a general need and so on. So he now has another pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not as if we can call it an absolute good. It's not as if we can call this tov be'etzim. What we can say is this fits people the best. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishlatzme, which has no ichpaslei, that's obvious. But we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a certain universal standard. And for that we say that the difference of Shachar Tzav Shachar Erev has to do with a person rather than with a makabel. By the way, apropos to this vart about the mitzvahs being tailor-made, I'd like to share vart from Reb Motel Pogromansky, Svein Avrocha, who was a giant in the yeshiva worlds, and between the wars, he survived the wars a few years. He said once, it says that Sarah, the famous question that Sarah died when she heard about the Akedah, whereas Avram obviously performed the Akedah, and you know, the Velt asked that Sarah was bigger than him in Nevuah, how could that be, and so on. And that's Velt's Shaila. And also, you know, many people afterwards have withstood the seriousness and so on. So he gave a mashal. He said, the Velt says that a pekel in Yiddish means a package. It means a problem. Person is carrying a certain package means he's got a problem that's weighing on him. He's got a problem that's on him. That's what the word pekel, it means in Yiddish. So there's a saying in Yiddish, if everybody was to be called to the marketplace and all the peklach would be laid out in the marketplace, and everybody would walk around and around and around needing to choose a pekel, in the end, everybody would take back his own pekel. So he asked Reb Motel, what's the logic? I mean, the Velt says it. Why shouldn't Yankel, the water carrier, whose life is tough and wretched, not want to take Chaim, the wealthy man's pekel? So he answered, because peklach are custom-made. And Chaim's pekel just doesn't sit on Yankel's shoulders. He can't put it on his shoulder because it doesn't fit his shoulder. Everybody's pekel is custom-made for his shoulder. So he says, it says, V'lokim nises Avraham. The nisayon was a nisayon that was custom-made for Avraham. It didn't fit on Sarah. Sarah could not hold that package because it just didn't fit onto her shoulders. That's the way he said. In other words, nisyonos are individual. Every person has his nisyonos, and therefore, even though there's no such thing as objectively, this would be easier for me than what they would have. Objectively, you couldn't struggle with some of his nisyonos because they're different. They're different world of nisyonos, and you're not built for it. Okay, v'yisbar lecha, shayyem adam kamitzah heim shashem svach roitza shchita ba'atzna, rak b'mne shashchita maitra adam seyde zeh, loy mitzat etzim hashchita. V'zeo b'vare ziku chanev shashbarno. So it's not the pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down things that are the absolute good, and he tells us to run to this and pick this up, and you'll have the absolute good. Rather, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you as human beings, as Jews, have a need to develop into good people. And these are the mitzvahs that you are going to need to make the best out of you. So it's a different focus. The world of mitzvahs is not the tov be'etzim as much as the tov for the person. So this is going back to the Lashon Chazal over here, where it says, Lefikach la'asid lavo, there's not going to be shchita at all. Or lefikach, it says, la'asid kash Hashem is baruch yaseh sula tzadikim, l'teishom shchita klal. Me'achar kash shchita l'tziruf ha'adam, v'la'asid l'yatzar tziruf, kodim yo'az b'shleim es ma'lasi. V'lohoya shchita toy v'ruyim tzar atzma, inken lo'te shchita b'teyla, kadovash shehu toy mitzar atzmoy, in bitalei. So therefore, the toiv that is inherent in the shchita finishes when a human being reaches perfection. Raka shchita letzar for adam misad kimaisa shchita seichom mechayev ze shekach yas adam ubezeh adam vefoil hashleimus. Lefikcha mitzah ze sitziyef nafshe shimel maila. Amitzar etzem hashchita hakadosh baruch hu noicha ma'ake. So the shchita itself is something which is not, we don't define it as good in an absolute sense, but good in a specific sense. So this piece over here is an incredible chiddush. He explains, now there are a lot of chazals about Asid Lavo, and it means that Lasid Lavo, what all sorts of chazal about what Lasid Lavo would be mutter and so on. We need to understand it that whatever it means on a practical level, and we don't have an idea how that could work. One of our animaimans is that nothing comes butl and so on. But whatever it means that Lasid Lavo, we're not going to need this tziruf and zichuch. You find, let's go back to a shorish where you find this idea. It says that Adam paga ochla. Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. The first Aveira was Eitz Hadas Tovara. It says that Adam Rishon ate it too early. It wasn't ripe yet. It wasn't shayach to him. Therefore, it says that he waited till Shabbos and so on. Had Adam Arishan, there's nothing in the world that's ra be'etzim. It's ra that a person can't handle it. And therefore, La Sid Lavo, it will, person will be able to handle it. There's a famous, the Ishbitzer says that how could Torah doesn't become bottle? So how in the world could a pasik? How do we understand that if it's not nitzchias? So Dizritz says that the Torah, as it's written, is nitzchias, the Taimei HaMikra have in themselves variations. In other words, you have the Mashal Taimei Elyon, Taimei Tachton, Aseres HaDibros, where you read it in two very different ways in terms of being mechaber, the sentences and so on. So he says, Lo Sid Lovo, we're going to read the pasuk, the same pasuk will stay forever. But what we're going to read is Mikol Ha'etz Asher B'gan Tochal U'min Ha'etz Adas Tov Esnachta Ra Lo Sochal. In other words, the Eitz Adas Tov Ra by definition is an Eruv of Tov and Ra. And Adam Kol Zman Etz Zman HaAvoda had not finished the Birur of Tov from Ra, and therefore he couldn't touch it. But Lasid Lovo, when we're able to pass Tov and Ra, when we finish being Mevarad at Tov and Ra and the Bria, we will be able to eat the Eitz Hadas Tov, the Tov and Eitz Hadas, and the Ra we're able to keep out. That's what he says. It's very typical Ishbitza type of pshat. But the point is, some central idea will remain, but not the way he understands it. It'll be a different havana of the same, a deeper havana of the same thing. I just want to add something. When people learn this chazal, so somebody says to himself, well, let's pick an easy. Somebody says to himself, you know, the cheeseburgers are also now lasid lovo. When Mashiach comes, cheeseburgers will come muta, and he's looking forward to that day. He's making a mistake. If he's looking forward to that day, then he's not there yet. If cheeseburgers would come mutter, it means because it's lost any of the taiva and the attraction and anything we could think of in terms of our understanding. Whatever taivas we have associated with Averis, those as long as we have that type of taiva, the physical taiva, the emotional taiva for, let's say, nekama or whatever it is, then we're not there yet. In the Lasid Lovo that it becomes mutter, it means we'll be different people. So just like, let's take an example, somebody's addicted, I don't know, to alcohol. So as long as he craves alcohol, he can't have it. And it's not the pshat, there'll come a day when you can't. You can't. The day you can start having alcohol again is when you stop craving it. When you have a very, very different makeup in terms of who you are, what you want, and so on. It's hard to explain to people that as long as you crave it, it's the loss of the person. Okay, Al Capone, we're holding here. Now, next week, I don't think we're going to have to ask Yaakov was in charge of this, and he'll figure it out. In 2 weeks, the Shavuos Tamas, I think we could learn. We'll work it week by week, but I go upon him. Next week, I'm pretty sure we can't learn. I'm sorry, it's a very choppy, but I just limited by whatever the schedule. Okay, good.
So the mitzvah is also referring to loisase. Loisignav will not be relevant. Loisignav will not be relevant to loisignav.
I don't know. Eating the veil is a lois assay. You know, shchita is an essay, but eating the veil is a lois assay. So whatever it is, if people are past property, you know, then I guess that there's no signeva. I don't know. By definition, if we can imagine it, it's not going to be whatever geshmak we think of gneva, whose person's fortune you want to steal. Because when we're thinking about that, then we're still checked to this world of Kilkul. Nobody will be mechashek somebody else's things. People won't have that chesing. Maybe there's no difference in my property and his property. I don't know. It's like, we have a taste with Shemitah. Shemitah is a time when there's no Isik Neva, because it's Li Haaretz. But there could be such a situation when everybody that has everything is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and take as you need, then there is no sense of ownership. But that's a matzah we can't deher. Yeah, right now we think, you know, I make a quick calculation that my possessions and the guy next door to me, I'd rather have open house because there's a lot more take there than there is to take here. But as long as I'm thinking that way, I'm still mekulkel. I still don't have the tikkun. So it's almost by definition not. We can't fantasize the day when mitzvahs, when averis are mutter, because in that fantasy we're wrong. Okay, peseder gemor, agutin.